See, it's one thing to say, it's one thing to say that water's going to cover the big toe of the Statue of Liberty, okay? But you're assuming that the Statue of Liberty is going to be standing when it happens. You see?
Got it.
No one's asked that. No one's asked that question. Now, yes, it's going to be tumultuous. Don't you worry. Yeah, yeah. Forget if you got friends on Long Beach, better tell them to pack a bag. Just saying. But that's neither here nor there. But the point is, that's one another example of things we've quote said that folks let go. They just let it go. And we're not mad. We don't care. Don't bother us. We're good. Bob gets it. You get it. That's all that matters. Everything else is okay.
I'm one of the few people walking regularly. Looking out their windows and noticing that guy comes by here every day? They mad at me?
No. They say there's a lockdown order, and I'm staying inside. That pitiful little man, he's probably going to be dead soon anyway. Just take pity on him.
Right. They take pity on me. Okay.
So they don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carolyn.
Okay,
She's in a good mood. She's in a good mood today, Bob. We're having breakfast. JW's not doing so good, but y'all doing great.
Will we ask the JW question, Bob? JW was concerned. He says, never knew it would go this far, blah, blah. How long is it going to last? Ask Ion and get clarification.
Mm-hmm. Well, we already said, and he already knows. We said it, the original Zika form of corona, the seventh level of corona, would last 31 days to 19 months. We already said. Now, that's begun. That clock has begun. No problem. Now, 31 days is gone. It's been morphed into a much larger contingency.
Mm-hmm. And is it now morphed into the 19 months?
No, not yet. But okay. Now this is your time, Carolyn, and we're very careful to never take your time for Bob and Bob time for you, because it's not right. You only get a tiny little amount. He gets all he wants. You only get a tiny amount. So we never negotiate your generosity, which is profound and prolific more times than not. However, in this particular window or case, what's happened is no one has engaged what lockdown Bob rule really means. The coronavirus did not cause lockdown Bob rule. Lockdown Bob rule means FEMA cramps. It means the condition. It means the whole societal restraint. Post Mary McLuhan, you have no choice now. There's nothing holding anything in abeyance. It's never going to be like it used to be. Never. Now, the virus, set that aside. We can wipe that away in a day. We can remove the corona COVID in one day, but we're not going to do it. We can remove it in one day, but we're not going to do it. Now, guess what's going to happen? Now, you're going to actually, you want to serve a mighty God? You can't praise Bob. You can't come into your own power. Now, today, you're going to get on your hands and knees, and you're going to worship the tech body. Now, you're going to bow. And if you don't bow, we're going to put you on your knees. You're fixing to see firsthand the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. You have now made this tech body, through Club 22, the most massive thing ever. Every dynasty on this planet today is under the subjugation of lockdown Bob rule. That's a mouthful. JW's a little concerned.
I was not under lockdown Bob rule. They're not FEMA cramps yet.
He knows, Bob. JW's pretty good at this. He knows.
No, that's not my question. I'm saying it's not lockdown Bob rule for all the principalities because they aren't in FEMA cramps yet.
But Bob, he knows what's coming. He feels it. He doesn't have to put his head on the railroad tracks to feel the vibration of here the train is coming. I can hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. He knows in advance. And he's like a, Carolyn says that she explained this to you twice, and I don't think she's going to do it again, but she says he's kind of like a tuning fork. And if you bend a tuning fork, then it goes out of tune, it goes out of whack. So you got to keep the tuning fork clean, and you got to keep it put away. Don't leave it laying around. Put it up. But he's kind of like a tuning fork. He feels things. He'll go off on things, some say prematurely, because he knows, you see. Or he's got a notion, or...
Yeah, but he's saying he doesn't know.
No, no, no. That's why he's so... got it, but he's so beside. Why would he care? He knew all along what this was supposed to be. Why does he care now? Because he knows the next step is a little less pleasant than where it is right this second. Right now, he has whatever he wants, however he wants it. It's all good. And that's going to somehow continue, but it may be to the chagrin of many. You see, because it's fitting the pictorial of what's got to happen. He gets that picture, but he wants to make sure everybody's fine. He wants you, Bob, to have what you want. He doesn't want you uncomfortable. If you want to come to the States, you're going to have a special private plane now, because nothing's flying. Mm. The words we said are occurring. He never prescribed lockdown Bob rule was going to apply, and if it did, it would just be America, not the whole world. You stop the entire economy. You stop the entire economy.
In my part of it, I'll ask how that happened. I don't know how that happened, but
It's like you, Mayor Cuomo. We know you just live for his words, every word out of his mouth. He gets on here and gets a whole world. And he says the U.S. will never return to what you call as normal. Never. He's
Is he speculating, or did someone tell him?
No, he knows. That's how he's getting this time frame. He's going to become a pawn. He was trying to be a rook, but he's not a rook. He's just a pawn. He's trying to become something, and he's not. But the pawn is he's like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He is a mouthpiece because no one has to listen to you, Bob. Well, no, that's not fair. They do, but they don't listen to you, Bob. And since they don't listen to you, we're going to pick some other uncomely thing to talk to them. And so that's what's speaking. So you don't want to listen to us?
What's that got to do with the ascension virus or ascension category?
It makes it more imminent. Makes it more valuable. It's like RNA drops. Nobody gave a fuck about them because there weren't any on the shelf. Now all of a sudden it's like, whoa.
How does one get the ascension gene?
We already told you that.
No, I don't know. Didn't stick.
That's where they are. That's a prison camp. Canada's going to become a prison camp, Bob. If you get put in prison, you're going to go to Canada.
Yeah, Canadians think that they're so great and it's way better than the States. Are they fucked crazy? They don't know.
They're in prison.
They don't know it. It's comfortable.
They're prisoners that can go anywhere in the world, but they're still prisoners.
And it's going to be more hurt them. What's coming will make it more obvious to them
in
prison.
Nobody cares.
No, but Canadians will care.
Fuck them. They had a chance to get out while they could, and they want to stay, so stay. You want to lay down with dogs?
Can I continue, Bob?
Lay down with dogs.
Well, don't you have questions about what we're saying, Carolyn?
No, you get it all. I want to continue before I forget all my questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, phew. Mute, Bob. Way back, about 3 hours ago, you said
at least 3 hours ago.
Yeah, everybody's going to bow to the tech body. So yeah. Ion, does that mean you are 11/11th up the tech body now?
We certainly hope not, Carolyn, because we don't want to take the representation of all this power. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a parallel: the original Ark of the Covenant. It didn't want to electrocute those people that came to touch it. But the people had, if you weren't a Levi and if your heart wasn't pure, you touch it, it'd kill you dead as a sack of hammers. So much so that they had to veil it off. Okay, that veil has been rent. And in the upper room, 40 days after Easter, Pentecost occurred, and the fire fell on their heads. They got their power again. And what did they do with it? They put it right back into this creation called the Black Mirror, the new ark. This ark is loving them, changing everything. Now they have no, they're already bowing to it, Carolyn. People don't know. There's not many Bobs that are walking around without their very own iPhone. There's not many Bobs. He'll use it, but he don't want to use it much. You see, he's kind of got a separation to it. He wants to be able to walk without one. No one else will do that. They won't go to the bathroom without
timing,
their phone.
The timing is, as you're saying here, 40 days after Pentecost, there was something going on with the ark. So that's the same timing is happening right now. That's interesting.
Yes, darling. Yes, it is. It's very, 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 very pertinent. And see, because you're good at this, you didn't let that go. You were squeezing it pretty good because you're lining up these different conversations. Now, just as you've taken the keys, that's one thing. And now you've been introduced to the heirs. That's another thing. Now it starts to sync up a little bit. You don't have it all yet, darling, but you're doing so wonderful, you can't tell the difference. It's way good for you these days. It becomes a yet even a little bit more so that you can seamlessly walk into this fire pit, into this where they throw you in the oven and you don't burn up, and you don't burn up like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They look in the window, and there's four. There's the world's tallest midgets in there, too, and they're not burning up. How's that work? They're in the furnace. Okay. That you can go past the fire.
You're going to what?
Go past the fire.
What is this Ark thing you just mentioned?
The Ark of the Covenant. Ion mentioned that when the Ark was created and became so powerful, then there was a 40 days after scenario, and so I said, oh, well, we're in the same timing with our Black Mirror arc.
I thought you meant Noah's Ark.
Ark of the Covenant.
Noah's Ark is another ark. It's another ark.
That's going to Andromeda.
Good. Good for you, Bob. You're getting it.
So Carolyn, this ark, 40 days after the original ark, something happened?
Ion, Bob's asking for repetition. 40 days after Pentecost, something happened to the original ark.
40 days after
Easter.
After Easter.
That's when this release takes place. This happening occurs. Not Pentecost Sunday. That's 48 days after Easter. Pentecost.
Right. What is this something that's happening? Have we talked about it?
We're not saying. We didn't say. You'll be there. You'll be there. You'll see. You'll enjoy
it. So something happened back then on the first original Pentecost?
That's now.
Oh, yeah, that's now. There's no timing. Okay. Okay.
The story that's told was for then, that's now.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the 40 days hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, for now.
Well, remember, you're going from Revelation to Genesee. That's why you're starting to bump into things that don't happen. That's why in the Old Testament they foretold what the future was to be, because that's what was coming to them. That's the wheel. Do you remember the awful, ridiculous Ezekiel thing where Bob almost sweated blood, squeezing the goddamn lemon so hard that blood came out of the turnip when he was trying to choke through Ezekiel, and so much so that you couldn't even finish it. You said hit points of it. Well, all those things that are, all that Daniel business, all those dry bones, all those bones that are in that valley that stand up, that come back, them dry bones. Yeah, you're going to see it.
So okay, so you were saying something about Genesis, and
Genesis. Mm-hmm.
The Bible predicted today.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep. And JW is surprised. The Bible predicted today, and JW is surprised.
What section in the Bible are Bob Carroll and JW in?
All of it.
All of it. What do we call it?
Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Moses and the disciples,
the three amigos, or whatever you want to call it. That's whatever it's written. Every reference, the story, Daniel, Joseph, the coat of many colors, whose own family tried to kill him because he had too much power. Go right on through it. Moses came in there, and then Joseph came to take over all of Egypt, confounded all of Egypt with his little words, and could read the dreams, could find the dreams, could find the world and make the world turn. Could lay down the stones, the bridge port that had to be built, that built the absolute aquifers that made Rome the greatest thing ever, because it built stone roads and then destroyed it, dashed it into cinders for really nothing. So you have a pretend pope who stands.
What's that got to do with the three of us, the destruction of
everything? We did everything.
Everything.
We are everywhere and did everything.
But that's because there's only one moment. And it's all about the one moment, which is come together.
Okay. Which is now. Okay.
Yes.
Blame it on whatever you want to. We don't care.
Did Daniel see the three of us?
He certainly did, and quoted it. Beware. Beware the vile judgment. Watch out. The time is, Isaiah said, look up and let your soul not defeat you. Come into your place of power. Shake yourself and wish not the Spirit depart from you. You've got to know who you are in God, or you'll be destroyed in the hour of judgment.
Yay!
So they saw us. They saw us, but they didn't know what time it was. They thought it would happen within their lifetime.
They don't know what time it is now, because there's no time. Yeah.
Okay, great. Next question. Again,
that was good, Carol. You did good. You actually did good there, Carol. You didn't know it, but you actually did really good. You did pretty good. Don't tell Bob.
No.
You'll get all full of it.
Oh, I'm coming back. Oh, no. It's going to loom over me.
What did you do good at?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything.
We always thought we were prettier and handsomer than everybody, so it makes sense to us.
Go with that.
It's good. And you don't smell bad either. That's good, too. Smelling is the most important part. Smelling bad is pretty tough.
So this big moment, they didn't know, and then you said...
the whole Bible. The whole Bible.
Oh, can we talk about this in public? It's a secret.
No, Bob.
Why wouldn't you?
Ridiculous.
Why wouldn't you?
Please.
You are.
Why wouldn't
you?
I,
Gail?
You
are in it. You are in it.
Everybody.
You're rubbing it into everybody's nose hairs.
That's fine. Do it. Tear them up. And that's why it's good news. It's good news because if they don't. But see, here's the rub. There's a rub to this now. Here's the rub. This thing that they're creating. That they have already created is now taking a life of its own. Remember the Ark of the Covenant, once it had all the power, it did. Why didn't you just ask the Ark of the Covenant for your power back? It didn't give it back, Carolyn. So much so that there was a veil. A Savior had to come, Jesus, as they use it there, an ascended one, came and rent the veil in two. He divided it. And that released the power back. And then that renting in the second temple, remember, not Herod's temple, the second temple, back right after Melchizedek was king. He was a bad king, remember? Right after that, then this occurred. And that's what's coming now, is this renting of the Melchizedek temple. The renting of Melchizedek's temple. They put the veil
and
on.
Who's,
and so now
who's,
it's going to be...
Who's the renter?
We can't say.
Who is the renter?
We can't say. We can't say. Because it would expose it. And if we did that, it would make it more, and J.W. would be more nervous, and then he'd be all sideways, and then it would be a bigger mess, and then he's trying to get things lined up. Then Trump would have a myocardial infarction, and then of course, Pence would have, he'd pull his fucking hair out. He's scared to death of women. He don't know, he's just scared. He just blow his brains out or something. And then the next thing you know, the third in line would be end up stupid, nasty Pelosi. You don't want her anywhere close to that kind of a thing. So you don't want that. You certainly don't want that, the president pro tem of it all. So, yeah, you don't want to have all that. So we got to go slow to make sure that it becomes. But that's some of his incredulity that J.W. has. The problem is he knows a little bit too much. And it's okay. And they talk to him, and he gets updates. He's not in the dark if he lays out sometimes.
The Jesus who rents the thing hasn't happened yet.
This version, which is the one that's foretold in the Bible, is fixing to occur. That's why we've made such a big to-do about Ascension Day, Bob.
Okay. Well, us three are going to do the renting.
Okay, we didn't say. Computer didn't say, but it might.
Yeah, and good. What about, we're talking just before that, Carol, we were talking, every event in the Bible is about Iandom.
Not Iandom, Bob, of getting you back home. Every step is to get you back home, is to get you back to your power. That's
okay,
all. Everything else doesn't matter. Chocolate doesn't matter, Bob. You think
when
it
you
does,
first
chocolate
talked
doesn't
about,
matter.
Yeah, when you first talked about the first couple of weeks, you were talking about me. It seemed to be I was Moses. That's not literally the case, but it was the first megalomaniacal thing that led to what you're saying today.
Well, we'll see what you do with it, Moses. We'll see what you do with it. It's yours to lose, Master. The tempest is raging. Yeah.
The tempest is my quadrant, Carol, the Shakespeare
book.
Yes. Yeah.
We know.
Are you saying I'm Moses in the new situation?
We'll see.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. You mentioned 3 hours ago that you could stop the coronavirus in a day, and then you said the tech body was taking over. So why not stop the coronavirus and just proceed with the economic collapse?
Oh, because the billows are tossing nigh. Carolyn, the sky is o'ershadowed with blackness. There's no shelter or help that is nigh. Carolyn, why do you care that they perish? How canst you lie there? How canst thou lie asleep? Asleep when each moment so madly is threatening. A grave, a grave, a grave in the angry deep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why have all the blackness and the shadowing and everything? People are going to die anyway, it sounds like, with all the economic collapse.
Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea or demons or men or whatever it may be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master, Bob, of ocean and earth and sky. Once you get this part, Carolyn, then they will sweetly obey your will. And then you can say, peace, be still. But until then, you cannot. Or if you do, it will only point out that the angry waves that consume thou art not are still at bay. You can scream at something until you're blue in the face. It won't change it a whit. Won't change it a whit. It actually pronounces it, makes pronunciation. That's what Bob says. That's what Marshall McLuhan would say, Lord Suffering Cats, that's the issue. So your answer, however valid, can't quite apply because at any level you're just putting the flashlight or the spotlight or the sun on it. You are pointing it up front. That's why when Trump gets on the television, the tech body, that's why Trump's having his rally on the tech body. That's why everybody's at home listening to the tech body. That's why he's making these conversations about this is this and that is that and this is this and we don't know. We'll have to see. And we're going to keep you alive till we can. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. I don't know what else we're going to do. And this was the greatest economy ever, and this one little thing, you know, it just kind of came along. I don't know. I just got to see. It's kind of ridiculous. If you get on your Looky Box, not right now, but you can see it anytime. They'll show over his shoulder the reading that he's reading off his speech, and it's written in like 2-inch script in a black magic marker. The silliest scribblings. It's like Bob's writing. Have you ever seen Bob's writing, Carolyn? It's just scribble scratching. It's not typing.
No.
Typing is perfect, but it's scribble scrabble. It's just scribble scrabble. And you should see what Donald Trump is reading. It's like glossolalia. he's reading glossolalia. If you look at the words that he does, you know, Finnegan's Wake. Is that correct? And it comes off, and he's transcribing the Finneganese that Finnegan's now. Y'all look out. Leopold said that Finnegan's woke.
Right. Okay, so you say that all this is to wake and shake and bake people up so they will finally ascend.
No, wait, that's not right. That's not right. No. This, all this travail is not to birth a baby, Carolyn. All this is not to force them to ascend. This is the alternative side. You got 15 minutes of good and 15 minutes of bad. You've come to a place, the only thing that ever worked anyway is for you to come back into your place of power. If we said that twice, we said that 2,644,319 times now. Come into your place of power. And if you don't know how to do that, talk to Bob. Talk to the Bob man. If you're sick in your body, go to the great physician, Dr. Carolyn Dean. She'll help you. She, unlike us, cares about you. We don't anymore. She does. So get, if you can get her attention, God rest you, married gentleman soul. Good for you. Get on. And if that comes to the place when you're ready, we quit fucking with it, and you're ready to get on with this thing, we'll show you how this power applies.
People are being forced to either ascend or come into their place of power. It's the same words.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No. Those are both of the good side of that. The other side of that is they're going to be consumed. They're going to be, their junk DNA is going to become the mosh pit. It's going to become the thing, the anthropomorphic soup that makes the gods. Parts, they call them. Yeah. No. Coming into your place of power and ascension is on the same 15 minutes, the neither side of 15 minutes before midnight. 15 minutes after, that's when the rest of it will fall. That's what's going to fill the Valley of Megiddo. They're putting the yellow tape up right now, honey. Get you Google Earth. Putting the yellow tape around it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that, now see, we say that, nobody responds. No big deal. Where's all them crowns on crowns? Where's them countries that's supposed to be them crowns? That's going to be the war, Valley of the War of the Wars and rumors of war. You having a war right now and everybody's hunkered in their house. Not a bullet fired. Not a bullet fired, and everybody's to die. Astounding. The weapons of your warfare cannot be carnal. See? You can't push somebody to ascension. You can't chide them to it. You can't force it down their throat hole. There's no pill that'll make them ascend. We could morph them into it, but then that's like making you become God when you already are. That's kind of hard.
So why is the timing right now to push this agenda? Something's being pushed.
It's not an agenda. It's an addendum that the signs and wonders have now forced the issue. You see, if you only need a savior when you're lost. And so now it's been pronounced, because Bob pronounced in the tiny note, this is the tiny note part of the program, that's just before the hex advertisement, that says, hey, you people are fucked up. Did you not know you're fucked up? You can't live like this. You can't live like this. This isn't living. You can't have this. Oh, that's okay. You can't have that. That's okay. Oh, this too much. Oh, back to the, oh, that's it. Back to the, get them out, it'll kill you. Back that off just a little bit. You can't live like that. It's ridiculous. It isn't living. Now people are seeing that they're not living. they're realizing that everything's stopping. They're still alive. They're still eternal. And all the dead people are hanging around with them now. You're fixing to see people go paranoid, fucking schizophrenic, perennially, in a pheresis type matter, broad spectrum, card carrying crazy, where they're running in the street, shooting themselves in the face, and all this kind of thing. The gangbangers! The gangbangers are not even happy. The gangbangers, the one that can't even run in the hood. They're scared to death.
The drug cartel.
The cartel's scared to death. So this thing will kill
money.
Kill them. Well, it's not about money. They want power. Their power is in what they have and what they do. They can't. They got to be 27 feet apart from each other, too. Are they going to wipe them out, too? So you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay, so... Bob is going to force himself into my slot again.
No, is there a remnant of Lucifer and the angels who hate us who are implementing this lockdown? Is there a cabal behind this?
No, you are the cabal. You forced this point. You made this happen. You made this position. You said, you looked up and you said, like, Gozar the Gazarian and that ridiculous Ghostbusters, your first question, they poked you with a stick, and you looked up and said, are you a god? And if they said no, then you stick the fucking Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on them to consume them, for Pete's sake. And the ridiculous things are killing people. Washing your hands, I'm going to die of not washing my hands? Well, that's Bob Lockdown, Bob Rule. Washington, we've made fun of Bob since the beginning of time. When Bob nervously washes his hands, and he washes his hands. Washes. Don't touch that! Don't bring that in here. Don't care. Let the water's running down the steps. I'm not touching it. That's there. I'm not touching it.
I lived within this day all my life, Carol. I was preparing for this.
Groundhog. It's groundhog. Yeah, in your chart, Bob. It's Groundhog Day. Club 22.
Right.
So
okay,
that's
Bob,
the rub
yield,
that applies.
Yield.
That's the condition. That's the condition. Now, that's the zeitgeist. That's the condition. Now, the world is having to be subjected to the condition. You see, the zeitgeist has been presented. Now they have a choice. They're looking at the black mirror. If I do this, I'm going to get a whipping. I'll do this. If I engage this, it's going to be my destruction. Okay? I have to have it. I have to get it. I have to do it. I have to blah, 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 blah. And somehow, magically, Trump doesn't have COVID-19. He's covered. He's covered in the blood, Carolyn. He's covered.
Yeah. Very good.
I had written this sentence months ago. Rockets go back to deep structure of early notation. So I was taking an excerpt from William Irwin Thompson, and he talked about the deep structure in us. So, and then you might say they're archetypal, the deep structure. But then I sort of said, oh, going back to Andromeda and the rockets involved, which is the Earth going through the sun, is in the deep structure of our being, in our genes, that pattern, that future situation.
It's not a pattern. It's the reality. It's what you call, well, unless you call reality a pattern. Is reality a pattern, Bob?
Yeah, for most people, it's a pattern.
Know.
And then
We don't know.
I'll tell you. You're in my area. And if you start to believe in the pattern, because you think a lot about it, it becomes a belief. So then it gets locked in, and then it becomes an archetype, and then you're limited by it. You have a conditioned response. So then
what you're saying then is that the condition can affect the condition you're in.
Yes. Okay, so all times.
That'll hit you about 3 o'clock in the morning. You get that, don't you?
Okay, I'll be up. Now, there'll be all kinds of events and possibilities, but there are a lot of events that seem to be are determined to happen as the Bible lays out, and we're manifesting that, realizing them, completing them. So these events of time, what the Theosophists call the Akashic Records, they're in our genes, or the genes are inside them?
There's no difference. What's the difference?
So the genes
And if there was a difference, how would you note it? How would you gauge that difference? How do I feel? I don't know. I'd base it on how I felt. Feel, felt, found. So I know something because it's in my genes, or if it wasn't in my genes, then how could I know it? Well, if I can't know it, how would I ever know it? You see?
Yeah, most people, I think even Herbert W. Armstrong would say that the stars are out there to instill wonder in the little human. God creates wonder. Most, 99% of the people don't understand the heavens. They're just in awe of it.
Those stars are to point your damn ass back home. That's all they're for. They're to shine your way, to point you between the lines and the spaces, to get you, unlike you, everybody else but you, to get you back, get your damn ass back home, because you're so fucked up you can't find your own way. So you made your own little breadcrumbs to find your own little way, to make your way, to get yourself in your own way. We hope we can save yourself from yourself long enough to make that apply. So, yeah.
Okay. Yes. And so if we talk about the events of all time, there's so much in our genes, so much of the events of all times that we can't comprehend it. So when we're looking at the wonders of the night sky and the billions of stars, we're looking at all the events that are in our genes, the deep structure of our genes.
That's the representation of yesterday that you're going to enjoy tomorrow.
Ah, right. Okay, very good. All right, I'll leave that there. What are the Medicis doing today? Have they lost everything?
Hell no. You keep funding them. Stop it. They're fucking up everything. You keep giving them money. Mm-hmm. You keep keeping them in power. Why do you have to have an oligarch? Every time we turn around and get something straightened out, here you come blowing up somebody's shit, stirring up some other problem or making some other thing be an issue. But then somebody else has to come along behind you and clean up. You running everything, but if you had to clean up the mess you tear up, you'd slow your ass down a little bit because it's a little bit too much most of the time. But we can't say nothing. We just go on. It's Bob. You know, he's going to do what Bob's going to do. Okay. Dave Worcester told you those same words two different times. You know that.
And what were those words? Repeat them or rehash them?
You're doing this. This is you. You are doing this. You are causing this. This is your fault. This is another fine mess you've got us into.
You. Dave knew that. Dave Worcester knew that?
He did. Of course he did.
And did he know? He knew it because I was the only one who paid attention to him. What did he say?
Correct. That's why I'm getting mad at you. And you were the only one to pay attention to him, that he didn't have anything. So bad with you was better than nothing with no one. Nothing with
That's
no
right.
one. Wait.
Yeah.
Bad with you is better than nothing with no one. Oh, okay. Well, it starts to make sense after a little while.
It'd be hard for the people to believe that I've been saying I'm in charge since the 80s. Turns out to be true.
Choke them if they can't take a fuck, Bob.
They'll keep talking about they. They. So I said, well, what about the Medici? You don't know about them. All right, so you're saying as of two Mondays ago, no more talk of the oligarchy. We now know Bob is the oligarchy, if there's going to be any.
Do you have to talk about the turning taxes until you start looking them up? How many times do you have to start? We go Otto and we spell it Von Habsburg and we spell that, and then they don't know who that is. So we're like, well, you know, maybe they're not catching on, Bob, when we say Otto Von Habsburg specifically, and they still don't have a clue what you're talking about. So we don't know. Maybe not.
Okay, so
maybe not.
Since I've declared today, what is today? April 2nd. I'm in charge. No need.
You survived
for the,
April Fool's. You survived April Fool's Day. That was good.
You know that Who's Forgotten for Lynn or Hand Signals for the Blind? I can't remember which was written. Finished on April 1st, way back then.
It was. April Fool's Day. It was first.
Yeah.
Actually, both were finished on then.
Yes.
It's a 4-2-2 day, Bob.
No, April 1st, Carolyn. It's a 4-1.
Today is April 4-2-2020.
4-22. Okay. Yeah, right. And April 1st is 14, the other number. 1-4-4-1. So what happens to the Medicis and the Audubon Bolswing and Audubon Habsburg tomorrow, now that I've declared the end of the game? They die from the viruses?
What do you think? It's up to you. What would you like?
Oh, okay. I'll think about it. Maybe I'll get them to beg a little bit first. That'd be fun for Carolyn, right?
They do need to have a little comeuppance. You know, they run around here talking like grown folks. They don't know nothing. They can't figure out nothing. They can't pay for nothing. They don't control anything. And yet you're supposed to check with them every time you turn around. We don't get it. You all that in a bag of chips. Why aren't you telling us how wonderful you are? Why aren't you just wonderful? You don't got to tell us. Just do it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Let's go.
Right. So when they blew out JW's car windows, they couldn't find the exit.
Yep.
Wounds. They didn't
exit.
So having learned about Trafalgar, 10 million years old, one of the empires, they're in that, like, in a relation, they're in a different dimension or realm. So they're shooting, and they don't totally register their bullets in our situation. It was a Trafalgar blew up.
That's right. But they do. But here's the thing. It's what Karen was talking about with energy and how energy applies. This is another example of that, because the energy that y'all are engaging in, JW, and you do it too, you just won't ever admit it, because then you have to acknowledge that you're human, and you're not going
to
do that. So if you could
place
that into acknowledge that you were just that you were human, that'd be ridiculous. You'd never acknowledge.
Well, how would I do that?
Well, if you acknowledge that you're using a power foreign to you as a god, then you're a little man with power that's not a god power, then you'd have to acknowledge that you're a little man subservient to something or some other power. And that's the little man's plight. You don't suffer from that malady, boss.
But why do I do that? You just said I do
you
to
don't.
Borrow power.
You would if you had to, but you wouldn't, because you'd have to admit that. That's why you don't.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else besides you has a level of power. JW has power, and just like between the dimensions, they went in one realm and went out another dimension. The bullets came in one world and went out in another world. And JW wasn't even in the car, so not even outside.
Were they trying to hit him?
Yes.
Trying to shoot him?
They were.
Yeah, and you said world to world, when came in from one world, went up to another world. But then the more precise way was the way you used realm and dimension in that sentence.
Correct.
That's the more precise thing.
You're very astute. You're very astute.
So
you weren't so high on your petard.
But I'm astute in figuring out that their battle is not just here with the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, or nothing. We're dealing with empires and resistance. It's almost like the Trafalgarites evolved or devolved, and they became angels and joined the angels. That can happen, right?
Well, are they borrowed the power? They became angels just to borrow the power to run something. There's a ridiculous movie that portrays that. It's called Legion. It's about angels and that battle, and it's graphic and it's vulgar and it's ridiculous. Your kind of movie, Bob. You'll like it. People shoot each other in the face.
Right.
It's good. And then
teach others in face? What was that sentence?
People are shooting each other in the face. And that's your kind of movie. You know, it's real base, but you're kind of slick, you see. It's right up there with the Breaking Bad. Right up there. Oh, she might get off on it. She might get off on it because the angles are pretty hot. They can get it. She said they can get it. Yeah. Get it.
Okay.
She's not approved.
That's pretty...
Carol is not approved. Did you know that?
Not approved by who?
Not approved.
Approved.
She is not
approved. So Bert was smart, or he's on topic, because I brought up the point. I said, you know, these could be Trafalgarites shooting at JW. That's a neat idea. So he could get the spectrum we're expanding of the empires.
Bert's farther along than you think.
Yes. Well, I know we've had eternity, so I try to imagine the furthest limits, because we've had time to do it and non-time, and it already all got done. Okay.
Yeah.
Why did Merkel, Germany's leader, her finance minister apparently committed suicide a couple weeks ago, I think. Well, why did he do that?
He had to go.
Well, they think he was upset about his responsibilities to give money to the people who had no more money, like dispense money. He didn't think they could do it.
Who put the hand in the cookie jar? The Minister of Defense put his hand in the cookie jar. Who? Merkel, who put their hands in the cookie jar? Yeah, they got caught with his hands in the cookie jar. He wasn't trying to give it to the poor people, Bob. There wasn't anything to give to the poor people. Remember
so
when
did
Deutsche
he get
Bank
executed?
Failed? Well,
yes,
yeah, he had
that.
To go. He had to go.
Yeah.
He was drawing
well,
on accounts that were closed.
Who made him go? Who goaded him?
He didn't say. He didn't say.
All right, but
he had to go.
Some humans did? Some humans got rid of him?
Well, we don't even know what that means. That's ridiculous. We don't recognize
well,
him
little
man. Anymore. Nah, what
are they?
That serious. He undid himself. He undid himself because he knew the jig was up. So,
right.
We'll
did
do
Merkel,
we'll do it that
does
way.
Does Merkel know what the jig was?
She's next.
Oh, she was doing it too, eh? Okay.
My God, you're asking you say that like you're surprised? Lord, suffering?
No,
yes.
No, no.
The people run around trying to make up things. They bring in all these stand niggers into their country so they can make up for the shortfall. They have it to be that they were spending all the money on the little vagrants coming in, the, what do you call them, the refugees. They're refugees. We're bringing all these in to pay for the refugees. They didn't give them motherfuckers nothing, but they used the money that they said they'd given to the refugees to build their economy. Because remember, the Third Reich had all but fallen, Bob. You remember that.
That's a good point, Kel. They were using the Germany let the refugees in to get them to have a cover for stealing the money.
That's right.
That's pretty neat. Now you're starting to break up.
You didn't ask this. You didn't ask this till now.
Oh, that was a freebie. Yes. Well, not a freebie. I guess I asked it. But you're breaking up. So we had this problem that we go a certain couple hours. Now, how did we get out of that? Do I move? Do you come back in? How do we make
well,
that?
Well, you're recording. The good news is your recording is good.
Yes,
but
that's true.
Body
I noticed that.
The tech body is running. The tech body is running, so you have to be careful. And depending on that, it's not the hour, it's the topic.
Right, okay.
The topic.
Yes. Why did, I think this is in January, about 500, a great number of well-known CEOs, and not so well-known, but their industries are known, I guess, they all quit their jobs within like a week or so of each other. Why? And people have asked, why did these CEOs quit all at the same time, generally? Did they go to their psychics? Did they have extra details from the CIA about the virus?
They listen to you, Bob. Why do they want to run a company when they're in lockdown, Bob Rowe? All they're running is your company. What the hell fun is that? They get no glamour out of that. You're not going to let them motherfuckers give themselves billion-dollar tips and raises. You're not going to let them get away with what they've been getting away with, and now they're judged. You're not going to put that up with that. They're not going to take Picard gold and lay over all of their fine bone china. You're not going to allow that, for Pete's sake.
Right,
oh,
so part of listening to me was hearing Ion say, bring out your dead, and China's lying, and it's worse. That kind of information would influence
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, everything that they called their economic beneficial plan of recompensation came from the backs of the people Chinese that were actually working. That's a kick in the head. America's great because China made a lot of shit for us. How does that work again?
What did you say was great? Working's great?
America.
Great,
right. All right. So if Trump is trying to correct that, in a way he's a moral person. He wants to bounce off the hierarchy. That's what they say. Christians
he's trying to
moral
expose
people
it.
Do.
He's trying to expose it. He doesn't have their Moral. We don't even know what that is. That's ridiculous. We don't even know what that is.
What,
that's crazy.
What,
you're trying to You're trying to build some zeitgeist that somebody else can't live up to, and that makes you more moral than somebody else. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. And then we'd say, well, the problem with that is if you'll suck a dick for money, you'll suck it for free. Well, no, wait, that's a different conversation. Hold on, how did that come in this conversation? Now you're talking about the capacitation of what's appropriate and what's not. And so you don't have enough socio-perception to validate your quantitative spaces that you're applying to numb-nut human beings that don't know where the fuck they are in the first place. Yeah, call Baudrillard. Maybe he can help you.
Yeah, are you saying that about me or Trump?
No. And the condition that you're trying to fit everything in like a jigsaw puzzle, it doesn't fit like that.
A lot of people say he's an immoral bastard, moron. But
How do they know?
By his actions that he's done in the past, I guess.
No, but the only reason they would know that that's inappropriate is they did the same thing and it was inappropriate. Otherwise, if you hadn't had 17 wives, how do you know it's wrong?
Right. Okay, so so Trump has a perverse desire to expose the swamp.
He's going to close it. He's not going to expose it. He's going to blow it up.
So that he can have more power. So he can have what he thinks is power, more of it.
Yeah, all good viceroys have power.
Right. So they read an article on him and how he's just a conspiracy into conspiracies. I would say that he reflects different parts of the Tiny Notes quadrants. He's got a bit of paranoia in him. He's got a bit of schizophrenia.
He's a germaphobe. He was perfect, Bob.
Yeah.
He came from nothing that was everything. He was given everything and had nothing. He built nothing into something off the back of somebody else's borrowed conditional response that was something. Sounds like you.
Yes, and he manifests the tiny note chart, the symptoms, paranoia, schizophrenia, hysteria, panic, and ecstasy.
Which works profitable.
Yeah, now he's the image of the tech body. So my chart is the tiny note chart is a picture of the tech body.
Yes, but no, you're, the tiny note's not complete, nor is that picture complete from the tech body. You would admit first that the tiny note is not perfect, or is it complete? You're the first one to say it's not complete. Well, it can't be an accurate picture of the tech body unless it also is incomplete. Your rules.
Yeah, but if it's a foundational template, it's accurate. It's not weak.
Foundation doesn't judge how wide your cupola is on your house.
Okay. Now, back on the evening or morning, early morning, sleep time, traveling time, March 29th going into March 30th, which would be Sunday night. Though it's technically when I sleep, it's Monday morning for people like Carol. I had a kind of odd dream or odd visitation.
Visitation is right. No dream. You don't dream. You hadn't dreamed. He hadn't had a dream since the 70s, Bob. Why even say that shit?
Yeah, and that was the last one I had in August 74 when I went to the center of the universe or thought I was and
That's
saw
right.
myself. That
That's
was
right.
the last dream.
That's right.
Yeah. I woke up. Right. I woke then, Carol. So this picture, this sort of like Garrett character with hair stringing over his face, but he had maybe a mask on, so he was a bit bizarre, and he was presenting me something, I think, a box or something, and it was odd and disturbing a little bit, but I stayed with it, and I don't know how it ended.
He had fine hair like Vicky. Remember Vicky's hair?
Vicky in Avatar?
Yeah. Vicky, Miss Vicky. Fine hair like her.
Was it Garrett or something totally different? Nothing connected
something
to Garrett.
Totally
was
something totally different.
Was it the tech body?
Not yet. Because in those days it wasn't.
Of Garrett, you mean? The days of Garrett.
Yeah, right. Because he proved that point. Garrett proved that point. Because, see, he proved himself above it. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know what he was, but he was what he was. You see, in those days, it wasn't cool to be a homosexual, whatever, whatever, and all these problems that go along with that in those days. Now, people do what they do. We're not saying that. We ain't fussing about that. But we're saying he was trapped in something that he was not. And he fought his whole life, as when you took pictures at his gravestone. He took his whole life trying to figure out where he was in response to where he was. He could make everyone else in the room feel fabulous. He could prove everyone else his worth. He saw everyone else as this delightful, wonderful thing. Meanwhile, he could never be anything. He could notice everyone else's attributes, took Sue Bone and actually made her blossom, but he couldn't save his own soul. Pretty rich, isn't it?
Right, and that's because he was limited as a homosexual by society. Is that what you're saying?
That didn't have anything to do with it. Who would know? Well, if you talked to him, you'd know. But, you know, who would care? Nobody would care. Who would care?
Right, but he thought he cared. Like, why did you brought it up.
Because we did, because that was just a thing. He saw his representation or limitation that he argued for as another excuse and another excuse and another excuse. And the zeitgeist won't let me in. And I don't qualify. And I have to dig my way everything I get. Oh, I speak with the tongues of angels, but have not love. I don't know what love is, so therefore I'm doomed. The best I can have is the worst that is. You see? But yet he can see the power and the majesty in everybody else. And make that shine in everybody else, but he could never seem to do it for himself.
Okay.
I know he may.
Sounds like a Canadian.
Damn Canadian.
What'd you say?
Am Canadian.
Damn Canadian. So, well, who was it? What was it that appeared to me?
Oh, we didn't say.
Right, not Garrett. Wasn't Garrett. Did I put the Garrett image on him? I mean, on it, just because that was my way of interpreting it or making it knowable in my framework?
But it goes to layers and tiers. Layers and tiers.
Was it the empires acknowledging me for the... I think that may be... Well, it's after the Monday when Trump declared international lockdown. Everybody went along with it. I think that was the week before. But was this an action that came to me after the lockdown, Bob Rule, midday Monday?
Right in that line. Right in that line.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You have to be careful because it's waspish. You're changing shit. You're making this thing different. Then you get validation. And then you twist that into something else. But you have to be. Facebook now has a portal, Bob. Now you can go to wherever you're going, and you don't have to go anywhere. You're using the tech body. You have tricked your way through trickery and deceit. You have now made the tech body so powerful that it's taken over. We said, do not get in the Facebook. Now you've made Facebook a portal. So now people can go anywhere. Now they can't see their family. The only way they can see their family is through the tech body's representation of the representation.
Is this a representation of a portal or the portals you've always talked about?
No difference.
So people are portaling and they don't know it, like when they're sleeping.
Yeah, of course.
And those that know it, they hear this and are able to do it, they'll portal by just staring at their computer screen, and it'll go wavy.
Right.
Okay. All right, thank you.